Eva Clayton is more than just the fourth elected president of the Nisga-Lisims government. She's also the first female president. Well, Clayton is no newcomer to the world of Nisga politics. She's sat in office or administration with the First Nation since 1987. And we've reached her this morning by phone and get Lektamix. And a good morning to you.
Good morning.
Eva, what was it like to learn you would become the fourth president?
I was very, very happy. It's been a long road. For me, the Nisga Nation has spoken not only for change, but it made a public statement that Nisga women are equally qualified and capable of holding top office.
And why do you think the nation ultimately chose you?
I believe that my work over the years has made a public statement. And I believe, too, that I've heard the outcry for our people to be involved in Nisga government. Nisga government is unique to the Nisga Nation.
And how so?
Well, we have a Nisga government that has been evolving for the last 16 years. The framework and the structure has been established. We now must make Nisga government unique to the Nisga Nation in accordance with the treaty. We're unique to the Nisga Nation, not to the federal nor provincial governments.
Yeah. And you've been a part of that framework, going all the way back to 1987. How would you like to see the nation, I suppose, evolve under as the president, I imagine?
I would like to see our people evolve. One where we are 100% inclusive of the people. I want to restore the respect to our people and the land. One of my plans is to hold a Nisga Economic Summit where all Nisga stakeholders are gathered together to discuss how we're going to build the Nisga economy for all people, including Nisga government.
And I've had a chance to look over your website, and there's quite a bit of conversation regarding resource development in the region. I'm thinking about LNG, mining. What do you hope to see?
I hope to see, while, you know, I understand the various positions, but I don't want to see the Nisga Nation putting all its apples in one basket.
I see. And what would we be talking about, LNG or just any one particular industry?
No, I'm just talking about all kinds of development like that. It's important for us to take a look at moneymakers to sustain government.
Any ideas what those could be?
Well, that could be utilizing renewable resources, wind power, thermal, just to name off a few, and to build up our local entrepreneurs.
Under the past president, there had been some big changes for the nation, the privatization of land, for example. What do you think will be some of your big priorities, big changes you see as president in this term?
I don't see any big changes in terms of the privatization of the land. It's in legislation.
Mm-hmm.
But for Nisga government, we have our options as well.
I see. What do you consider some of the biggest issues facing your people?
Some of the biggest issues is that face our people. I've heard the cry for our people to be involved in government. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the cry from the youth and the elders to be included in Nisga government. And I've heard the cry for the importance of Nisga investing in Nisga.
I'm to understand youth make up 80% of the Nisga Nation. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
So what do you do? How do you plan to engage them?
I plan to engage them by, this is what I talked about, the uniqueness of Nisga government.
Right.
That's part of the uniqueness. We can establish programs for our youth to watch Nisga government in action, while Nisga legislation sets out that one must be elected. But we can have our youth and our elders sit as observers in our committees and in our meetings and in WSN. And perhaps have a voice one day. It's training grounds.
Training grounds.
Yes. There's 80% of our nation is youth.
They have a big stake in your future.
Yes.
Imagine many people in your communities will be watching the, this is of course an aside, the U.S. election. Hillary Clinton has the opportunity before the end of the night to become the first female American president. How much would that mean, do you think, for women in your community and beyond who want to aspire to political leadership roles?
In speaking to some of the women, I've been viewed as a great inspiration for Nisga'a women. Mm-hmm. They're very happy. The Nisga'a Nation spoke for change, but have made that public statement that Nisga'a women are equally qualified.
Well, congratulations. I get the sense that we'll be chatting again in
the
coming years.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Eva Clayton. Bye-bye. Eva Clayton is the fourth president of the Nisga'a government, and I've reached her by phone in the Gitlaktamik's region. And we throw this to you. What do you think? What do you think about the growing role of women in politics? So we'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. Call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932, or email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.